Chapter 6, Destiny's Battlefield. In the ruthless theater of war, where destiny was often written in blood, two soldiers found themselves poised on a precipice of profound consequence. Joe, every muscle in his body tense, every ounce of training culminating in this singular moment, inhaled deeply. The world around him faded to a blur as his concentration narrowed to the crosshairs of his rifle scope, the cold steel of the rifle pressed against his cheek. Carl, though just a few meters away and elevated, felt so close he could almost touch him. Carl, with the same intensity, had Joe in his sights. His sniper training had taught him to wait, to find the perfect moment when the heart was calm and the target was still. That time was now. The sea air, tinged with the sharp sting of gunpowder, grew dense with anticipation. Both soldiers, deeply entrenched in their duty, let their fingers pull on the triggers. The world slowed. There was a muffled explosion from the rifles, a small yet fierce eruption of power and precision. Joe felt the recoil of his rifle. It was a sensation he had felt countless times before, but this one had a weight to it, an importance he couldn't quite fathom. The bullet, propelled by gunpowder and conviction, raced through the salty air, its path straight and true. Similarly, from Carl's elevated position, the bullet shot forth with an eeriness that belied the chaos around them. It bore the weight of his entire life. Every choice he had made, every allegiance he had sworn, and every doubt he had ever had. Both bullets in that brief flight became not just projectiles, but carriers of fate. They surged forward with a purpose, each seeking its target with unerring accuracy. The world might be filled with variables, but in this instance everything seemed preordained. Yet the inevitable didn't transpire as they had expected. Joe's bullet found its mark, striking Carl just left of his chest. But instead of the sickening thud of lead meeting flesh, there was a different sound, something softer, a muted crinkle. Carl's hand instinctively went to his pocket, fingers brushing against the handkerchief his mother had given him for luck. The bullet, with all its deadly intent, had been halted by the simple folded cloth. It was an impossibility, a defiance of logic. Meanwhile, Carl's bullet, equally relentless, found its way to Joe. As it approached its destination, there was a brief glint of metal, a locket that Joe wore close to his heart, a memento of his family. The bullet struck it with such force that Joe was knocked back, the wind knocked completely out of him. Yet, as he touched the place where he was hit, he found, to his astonishment, the locket fully intact, the bullet lodged, prevented from piercing his heart. Both soldiers, visibly shaken, looked at each other across the smoky battlefield, a myriad of emotions flooding them. Astonishment, relief, disbelief, even tears. The battlefield around them raged on, but for Joe and Carl, time seemed to stretch, encapsulating them in a bubble of profound introspection. Carl clutched the handkerchief, fingers trembling, feeling the still warm bullet through the cloth. The significance was not lost on him. A simple object, a token of love from his mother, had just defied the brutal logic of war. Tears mingled with the dirt on his face as he contemplated the enormity of the moment. Joe, too, held his locket with reverence, the weight of the bullet and the sheer improbability of the event weighing heavily on his mind. It felt like a sign, a divine intervention, a message from the universe that there was more to this war, to life, than just killing. In the cruel theater of war, these two warriors found themselves questioning their roles, their beliefs, their very existence. Was it mere luck? Divine intervention? A glitch in the matrix of war? Neither could answer, but both knew that this moment, where death brushed past them and chose to spare them, would haunt their dreams and shape their destinies. Amidst the relentless barrage and screams of fallen comrades, two souls found themselves united by an inexplicable twist of fate. They might be enemies by the designs of nations, but in the vast, intricate tapestry of life and death, they were simply two threads that had, for a fleeting moment, intertwined.